in light of all the things that are going on and the way the news media has Rutherford County in the spotlight, does that ever create a challenge for you or for any of the other officers to do the job that they in their heart want to do?
Yes, it does. You know, it's very hard when you're trying to work with the commission, even at budget time this year. You know, I had everything. I worked with the mayor. Me and the mayor sat down, just me and him. You know, a lot of people sit there and say, you know, you don't want to know how sausage and politics, and I say budgets get made. You know, it looks good, it tastes good, but you don't want to see it made. And that's what I had to do this year with the mayor before all the crap hit. That, you know, we worked together. I worked with the commissioners, and then everything hit. And then they wanted to just take everything off the table. And at what point did anything change? This has been going on now for over a year now. And, you know, working with them now has gotten difficult. I'm still the same person. I'm still trying to do the best job. Me and Commissioner Turner. Commissioner Turner's the only one that's really... Well, no, I take that back. Commissioner Pettis-Reed. Me and him went and had lunch. But those are the two commissioners that have reached out and tried to talk and tried to work things out. The other commissioners, they wanted to dig their heels in and say some things that are, you know, very hurtful. But, you know, I'm a big boy. I've got big shoulders. You know, they say God doesn't give us anything more than we can handle. I honestly think sometimes God thinks an awful lot of me. But I'll handle it, you know. I don't have a problem with that. I've gone through things, and I've learned so much. You wouldn't believe, Bart, honestly, what I'll... I guess you would say maturing in this role. I get through all this, I'll be a good seasoned sheriff. I promise you that. I've made mistakes, this and that, and I've learned from every one of them. And going forward, I think, honestly, get through all this, I'll be a really good sheriff by that time, because I'll be weather tested. That say, you know, and Chief Garrett says, you know, rough seas makes for good sailors, and he's right, you know, and hard decisions are the privilege of command, and they are. You know, I've had to make some decisions in the past couple of weeks that have affected people's lives and their families' lives, and I didn't want to do it. Some of the stuff that I had to do, and you know, I had to terminate one, and contrary to popular belief, whenever I do have to terminate someone, I stay up days thinking about it. I'll pace around the house. You know, I'll pace around the office on each and every person that I've had to do that to. Because you're not only firing that person, but you're also having to fire their family that they provide for. And I always think of their family. You know, I have to look at everything at a 90,000-foot view. And most the deputies... Even the captain, he probably looks at it at about a 40,000-foot view, the way I like to say it. But I've got to look at things a little bit different. And that's one of the biggest things I've had to learn as sheriff is, you know, I went from deputy to sheriff. There wasn't any in between. And have I made mistakes? Yes. You know, hopefully I've learned from each and every one of them. But it's tough when you're in this position. It's a political position. The sheriff is one of the biggest political positions in each and every county. You know, I had one former sheriff say, you know, no one likes it more than a good sheriff's race because they get down and dirty in every single county. And it's like, it shouldn't be that way, but it is.
Let me ask you this, because I've had several people bring this up. It was several years ago that they decided with the director of the schools to make that an appointed position and make the board positions elected. Mm-hmm. In other words, you look for somebody who has had experience. And with law enforcement, goodness knows, you think that is the most logical route to go, and yet, in this case, you were in the sheriff's office, so you had some experience. But in other counties, there are people who are elected sheriff who have never had any experience in law enforcement. Do you think the time is now that we should consider making the sheriff's position similar to the director of schools and having that an appointed position instead of elected?
No. It should be elected. And in 2012, I got what is now called the Sheriff's Qualification Bill passed. I worked with Senator Tracy, Senator Ketchern, Rick Womack, and several others. We tightened up the qualifications to become sheriff because there were sheriffs in other counties in the past. There was one guy, him and the sheriff got into it. He was the barber. He was the only barber in town. And the sheriff and him got into it because his son had murdered somebody or something like that. Well, the barber ran against the sheriff because at that time anybody could run. Well, the barber knew everybody. And so he took over the sheriff's office and he drove it into the ground because he really didn't understand what he's doing. He didn't know law enforcement. He knew barbershops. And there was a tow truck driver in one county that got elected and he didn't know law enforcement. So that's why we created the Sheriff's Qualification Bill, myself and the Tennessee Sheriff's Association at the time, and we really pushed. And I've got that bill hanging on my wall at the office. I've got the pen that the governor signed it in the office with. I think it should be elected, but I do think that there should be qualifications. I think that there also should be a timeout, you know, where at a certain age, like the Tennessee Highway Patrol, that your post-certification just retires. You know, there comes a time in everybody's career that you need to hang up your guns. You know, as a person, you shouldn't be on the road, let's say, at a certain age. There are some people that are very fit, and there are some that aren't, and we all know that. But dealing with a 21-year-old drunk who is ready to fight, and let's say just Bart, I'll use you as the example. Do you think you could handle dealing with a 21-year-old drunk who wants to really fight you? And
no,
you want to take him to jail?
I don't think so. No.
Exactly. There comes that time. And luckily at sheriff's offices, we have the jail. We have other opportunities. And that's what you kind of go into like a non-certified role. But no, I do not. I think it should be an elected position. I do think that there should be a little bit more of a board of control over a sheriff's office, though.
Let's take another call. You're on WGNS with Sheriff Robert Arnold. Good morning.
Good morning. I was calling about some of the comments that have been made. The first one that I wanted to say is that, yes, I agree that Robert Arnold is doing an excellent job under the circumstances that the commission continues to try to tie his hands. That seems so unfair to the citizens who don't even get the opportunity to voice their concern. And it's wrong at every level, especially some of them that I have sat in on meetings and observed, and they are hell-bent on my way or the highway. So with the county growing at the rate that it is growing, it's a task that has to be worked on a daily basis, and I think that the commissions feel that they are in charge. That is wrong at every level. But I just wanted to throw in my two cents. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. The county commission, when it comes to the sheriff's office or any elected office, the only thing that the county commission has control over is the purse strings. That's it. So, you know, but it's my job to try to work with them the best that I can.